Welcome to the Shenyun Review brought to you by the SOH Network. I'm Craig Richter. Today I'll be bringing you a selection of recent audience comments from recent Shenyun performances from around the world. I'll also let you know about upcoming dates, so you too can enjoy the colourful and exhilarating performances of classical Chinese dance and music. Some of the words audience members use to describe Shenyun are beautiful, amazing, graceful, elegant, and energetic. But something that the audience find hard to put into words is how Shenyun made them feel. In this week's review, we get to hear how audience members feel about Shenyun. Our first stop is London, England, where we spoke with Nikki Tiamu, who expressed perfectly how Shenyun made her feel.
How do you feel about the show?
The show, it was really fantastic. I really enjoyed it. It was something that I could never imagine that I was going to see something like that. And the feeling, it was wonderful. As I said to Charlotte, we have a lot of commons, the Greeks and the Chinese. But in this kind of dance, we are completely the opposite. But then, watching this performance, the feeling you get inside, it gives you a pleasure to the soul. And it's exactly the same when you go to Pythagoras, which is one of the ancient theater in Greece. When you see a tragedy there, you have exactly the same feeling, the same euphoria. And I find it very, very interesting because although they are diverted, they bring the same feeling, composing to different things. And I just couldn't believe it. I was so amazed. And it was a fantastic show.
Next, we travelled to San Jose, California, where we spoke with Geraldine Barry, who saw Shenyun with her family and was most impressed with the story of oppression in China.
How do you hear about the show?
Well, I have several friends that attended, and so I decided to come along tonight and bring my family. And we loved the music, the costumes, the colours. It was fabulous.
Which part do you enjoy most, or what impressed you most?
I think it was interesting, the whole issue in China with suppression of freedom, lack of freedom. But just from a perspective of music and color, it represented the culture very well. It was a beautiful culture, and it was just a great evening.
So do you appreciate like the culture part more, or the technical part more, or the dance part, or like music, costume? Which part that impressed you most?
Well, it just would appear that so much training went into the dancing and the performance, and it was very technical and highly energetic.
So yeah. Do you understand the story that depicts the...
Yes, indeed, I did. And so that's why we love America. We're free here.
Great. So would you recommend to your friends?
Yes, indeed.
In a few words, what will you describe to them about the show?
I would just say, from a perspective of understanding Chinese culture, understanding the music, the background, the color, the dancing techniques, there's a lot of interesting factors to the show.
Great, thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Michael Burgundy also attended one of the recent Shenyun performances in San Jose and had this to say.
Beautiful. Fantastic. The orchestra, it's amazing. It's combining the ancient sounds or instruments with modern. So that was beautiful. I loved it. The sound is beautiful. The colors are beautiful. I think it was the plum blossom dance. Just the colors are so beautiful. So I enjoyed it. It's an amazing, you know, we take small things for granted many times, over and over. So this show just brings everything back, you know, how humble we should be in life. So.
And now here are details of just some of the upcoming Shenyun performances. Please, check the website for full details. Chicago, Illinois, until the 24th of April. Stockholm, Sweden, from the 24th to the 27th of April. And Los Angeles, Pasadena, California, from the 28th to the 30th of April. The SOH Network is a proud sponsor of Shenyun Performing Arts. For tickets and information, visit www.shenyunperformingarts.org. That's S-H-E-N-Y-U-N performingarts.org. Craig Richter, SOH Network.